2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, which shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man of war entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except to strive lawfully. The husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the fruits. Consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, wherein I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even unto bonds, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. All these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. We also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing that they do gender strifes, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance of the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will.
Last night we read in Ephesians 6, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And in this chapter it says, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. It seems to me in these last days when there is so much giving up around about us, and even when we look back at our dear brethren and a few generations ago, they would probably say we have slipped quite a bit, even ourselves today. But I see nowhere in Scripture in the last days we ought to give up. We ought to press on, be strong in the Lord. In Revelation it says, strengthen the things that remain, hold fast that which thou hast, of whom I am. Take thy crown. Not even our best friend. Sometimes I'm writing to people, he's sending an email, and I mentioned that verse, and I said, no man, that means even your best friend, that no man take thy crown.
Grace is an unlimited resource that the believer has, and we know this epistle is written in view of perilous or difficult times, and impressed me recently in Hebrews 12. We get following later in our chapter, but in verse 14 of Hebrews 12, follow peace with all and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. In this verse,